Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined always by Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, Big Jerv, and the infamous Juju Gotti. Today, we do not have Amin. We got a fun-filled episode, lots of laughs. We are now on YouTube, www.youtube.com/countthedings1. Also Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. I seen Bron hooping last night, bro. Shout out to Bron and 39 year olds, bro. The nigga had so many grays and he looked older, right?
That shit was brown, bro. I feel like that shit was brown. It's great.
He's got to come on home, brother. Hey, like, I just want to come home.
That nigga needs to come home. No, he need to come home, literally. Sit next to us, nigga. Yeah. You hooping, but you nigga come home, nigga. Just be a family man.
Nah, man.
That's wild. Blasphemy.
Right.
Come on, Trey. That was
he is a sample of what we all could be.
Right.
True. Sometimes I dream that he is me.
Exactly.
To be fair. Shout out to him. He doing what he love at a high level.
Still.
High level.
Sixth, seventh grade, man. He got cameras in his mouth.
Not too many niggas could do 30, 12, and 20. So
nobody. Respect. How about nobody, bro? Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only Laker since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so respect. But I'm just like, looking young, right? Yeah. We're so, like you said, Juju, open an app, and we're exposed to each other. We're watching people get older, we're watching them grow, have children, etc., life changes, right, etc., and we're so fixated on, because it's the thing that I think we as a culture, especially Black people, we take to the extreme, the Black don't crack, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, Black don't crack, but you're supposed to age gracefully. You're not supposed to be looking 25, my nigga. The idea is to look still good for your age, because you're putting in the work. You're not like abusing drugs. You're drinking, you know, water. You're doing the things to keep you long life here, right? So I look at shit and I'm like, bro, do y'all understand the maintenance of the real changes you do on surgery wise, right? Or whatever you do, right? And people could do whatever they make to make themselves happy. But I just be thinking about the long term thing, and it got me looking at life expectancy. I didn't realize, nigga, data wise, 61 years old is the life expectancy of a black man in 2022. Now, I'm all for living past that and breaking barriers and moving past that. Now, 10 years ago, it was up to 78. What has changed? Our eating habits, lobster, Hennessy donuts got us in fucking chokehold.
But wait, fuck it. Are you saying LeBron does not look good for his age?
Athletic, yes.
I'm just saying, period, bro. At what point does he not look? Is he not like a picture of health? Of
I'm not judging 39? Men, but I'm just saying, like, all ideally, right. When I looked at 39, genetically, you get gray hair. I know,
but I'm just saying,
he got gray in his beard.
I'm saying that what part of LeBron does not look like the picture of like the best, like
health, yeah,
healthiest human being at 39 years old?
I didn't say that he's not healthy. I just say he looks older. Like,
yeah.
When I see it from an overall average Joe lifespan of 39,
in a normal 39 year old,
I think 39.
J. Cole's 39. There's a couple people that's 39.
He just needs to come home, bro. If he comes home, none of this, like, it's just the hair
because he has gray hair.
I think it's subjective. He woofing it right now. It's subjective. Like, some people think he look good, some people think he look bad. You feel
who
me?
Think he look good?
I said that. Huh?
Who think that shit look good?
His wife.
I'm talking about exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
all I'm saying is I
think
people
in Milan and shit.
What I really meant, Jason, is that through my own eyes, I see 39 differently than what it maybe look. As when motherfuckers 21 year old here 39, that's exactly how we look at it. Like,
I think a lot of times we fall for. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just a little piece. What happens is some of us get to our dreams faster, and some of us have to work for it and still have those same dreams. And it's hard to tell somebody to put their dreams away. And sometimes their dreams are vanity, and they have vanity involved. Like, dang, I want to be a movie star. I've been a theater kid since I was a child. I've been acting in small roles, but I really want to land a lead role. And maybe the years have passed this by, but she still want to audition for the role. So she say, I gotta pull something back. I gotta do something to level the playing field, because my dreams, although I am 40 years old and I'm making money, but my dream is my purgatory. And I can't be happy in my marriage unless I chase my dream. And my dream is attached to Ozempic. My dream is attached to the facial surgeries in my insecure head. So I think it's up to us as a race and us as humans to normalize bigger things, normalize bigger women, normalize big women, normalize every walk of type of size, and make that popular on TV just as much as the skinny folks, so we can do ourselves a favor and make ourselves have higher self-esteem across the board.
And longer lifespans. Get our lifespans back. There we go. Because that all goes in the full circle of it. And that's all I was trying to say, was that man is the epitome of where you want to be at 39, still thriving and getting up and doing all other shit. But he look old, nigga. Like, on the outside. Inside, that nigga a million-dollar motherfucking machine. That nigga could play till he's 50. I truly believe that. But outside, I'm like, nigga, we 2 weeks apart.
So you know what I mean? You think you look significantly younger than LeBron?
Absolutely, nigga.
Well, damn. You were supposed to say, I don't know. I don't think so.
Absolutely.
No, you can't say that, bro. How you going to say you look younger than LeBron?
I'm going to look like a little ass kid to that nigga standing next to that nigga, first of all. And I'm 6'1". I'm going to look at it like, hey, bro. And this is
bro, you know how many angles we be having to LeBron from the top of his head? We're like, bro, you put you out there on the court, I bet you won't look so young at times. That motherfucker dip on the back of your head, start glistening off the camera. You be like, oh shit.
No, I done been on TV and all that shit at 35.
I'm talking about them zoomed in camera angles that NBA be catching you. Sometimes he look a little older because of that, I think.
Bro, I was on like, a dating
show. My boy
show.
Look good, man. You, no, I'm not talking about that.
Hair.
That's what I'm saying. LeBron yeah. look good, bro.
But Trey, you take you his hair and put that on top of your head, no one thinks you look young anymore. And like, literally.
But first of all, here's
he
the thing.
He should cut his shit like you cut your shit. He right. do himself to
exactly. Well. That's what I'm hey. Saying. I think it's just nah, a cut.
LeBron, like, I was LeBron thinking. Would look wild if he had the Trey mustache. Already probably think he AI to begin with. They probably even think this is the real LeBron bro. Anymore.
You know, what's crazy? I got one question. One yeah. question before we keep going. Do y'all think y'all fine?
I do.
For real, yeah, for real.
I do.
I mean, yes, yes, sir.
I don't I think do. I need some self esteem. I be thinking these brothers is doing it, man. What's wrong with LeBron?
I feel like first of all, everybody's fine to somebody. Just like yeah, we all corny, like just like how we all corny to someone. It is what it is. Yeah, it's the full circle sure. of it.
But you so can still have, you can be corny and still be fine to that motherfucker. Yes. Like,
yes.
Right, right. That means
yes.
that corny is a weighted corny. Like, that's not like a real corny.
Yes, it's like Michael B. Jordan. Yes.
Kind bro, of I ain't never thought I was fine one day in my life, bro. I need help in that area. You feel me? That's why I'm saying that. Why, I guess that's why I'm so playing devil's advocate with the Ozempic side and the facial shit, because all that shit is shit I considered at one point in my low times. I hate the bags under my eye. That's why I always got these shades on. You feel me? Like, I'm a very insecure individual. I just try to go, I go about it still in just unsurgical ways. You feel me?
Right.
I wanted to explain something I forgot to put on the rundown. I literally, when we were talking about this, somebody teed it up. Drew Walls.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Right. Drew Rawls is, you know, a content creator who records himself. And people are getting slack about this whole get ready with me and then the full day in life shit. How do you feel about it, Jason?
That's what? A dark-skinned brother?
That's nah, the brother. The buff nigga. He's the brown buff skin nigga. With
the target.
Yeah. Target. Okay.
Yes, how you feel about his content, Jason?
I feel like, you know, he was able to tap into something that.
Well, I'm talking about your honest opinion when you see that video.
Oh, when I see it, my honest opinion when I see the video.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just some goofy ass internet shit. Like,
would you do it?
Hell no.
Okay, Jerv. What do you think?
Other than when you're gonna have to do it for the
but
punishment.
Right, but again, I'll say this though, Trey. Like, as somebody who makes content and who has done certain shit, like I had an idea for a show that I was gonna do. That's I think it's still a video up on my YouTube where I was gonna do like 24 hours a day in the life of, and I was just gonna had a camera on whoever and just do it with celebrities. You know what I'm saying? And I go with them. And it's just basically me doing selfies with them like throughout the whole day, and we going places doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that to say, like, I think there's a creative way to do the shit that he's doing, and I would probably partake in it if it was a thing that I thought was a creative way of doing it. But I don't think the shit he's doing is creative. I think it's like very like base level, like whack and corny and shit. And so I would have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Like putting the cologne on and putting the shirt on and going to Target and picking out the fucking, that's, come on.
Picking up flowers, fresh flowers.
Jerv, how do you feel about it?
Oh yeah, this is not my lane. That's just not my cup of tea. Shout out to the homie for getting to the bag. It's just, when I see it, I'm just like, yeah.
That's cool. Juju, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I salute everybody to get money, especially black people, but it's not my cup of tea one bit. You feel me? And I don't even think it's for me, so salute.
Yeah, right. I'm definitely not his target. I don't feel like I'm the target audience.
You know that for sure.
So I don't think anyone is actually technically hating on him.
Right.
I think that we all just see some type of cringe in it.
Yes.
Why is it being consumed? But to Jason.
Oh, I understand 100% why it's being consumed. It's just not, I'm just not a part of that audience that's consuming that.
No, but I'm gonna tell you to Jason's point. Again, me being on the ad side, your hate still thrives the win.
Hell yeah, for
sure. You get what I'm saying? Because absolutely. The overall goal is engagement. And a lot of people, this is for our listeners, who don't understand. Bad response is still good response. The engagement, if that's impressions, if I see this motherfucker, whether it's hate, getting your shit fucking chewed up in the fucking comments, or motherfucker saying, I love you, or I love how you look, or you're so cool, or whatever, them impressions is what companies want to buy into. This man ain't got to NFL Network. This man ain't got college. Then he even got Drake doing the shit. And once you get Drake on board, you out of here, right? That's like probably one of the ultimate cosigns on the internet outside of Braun and a couple other people, right? So, again, if you're making content and you feel corny, because that's another thing. Content creation is corny. I don't care how you put it. It's going to take some corniness to actually get through it.
Right. You know what I never would have thought made it is when people be doing the videos, it'd be women, it'd be like a track of like a movie playing in the background. They'd be mouthing on with it and they'll do a scene and they'll like people to be with them. I'm like, bro, that's the lamest shit I might have ever just watched this lady just do. And it's like, 20,000 likes.
So I'm like,
that's one of the most popular trends on the internet. People do that all day long.
I never see one that's funny.
You know the crazy thing about it? There's a skill to everything. Because even with Drew Walls doing that, he had to say, I'm going to go to Target. Then I'm going to set it up that way. Then the transition is going to be there. And then the transition is going to be there. Now, motherfuckers actually are trying to transition just like him. The same thing with the mouth, another thing. You know how much skill it is to be on? LeBron came and rap the fucking lyrics with the same fucking rapper. And now these motherfuckers doing scene by scene. I seen a nigga take it so far where a nigga was showing his kid the Tom and Jerry shit, and a nigga punched the screen as if he was pulling the bowl. I said, oh, yeah, these niggas got the timing shit all the way up to the max that I couldn't even think of.
I think also you still have to take – no, I was pointing at Jerv. I was like, Jerv's reaction is my reaction 1,000%. He just rolled his eyes and like was – he like threw up almost. I was like, yes. But – I think it's another sign of the times as well. Like, girls call me 50, guys call me Tyson. That's why they call me 50 Tyson was a phenomenon at one point. Then we moved on to Boom Gang, and then we moved on to, what, 50,
there's always a new nigga.
6ix9ine. Right. I think it's just, he just catching them right now, you feel me? And I don't think no genius is being put behind it. You know what I mean? Or class is being studied at the Oxford. Yeah,
but, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you start a trend, it's still a skill. There's a skill. And again, sure. We had a conversation not too long ago with, I don't say his name, but shout out to my mans, about even niggas that know how to be cool with celebrity niggas. It's kind of like, that's a skill to be, for somebody to be like, hey, yo, I like this nigga. Bring it's him around. Weird.
It's the you weirdest skill. Because I know.
It is the weirdest skill, but it is a true skill.
I know I know two of the most famous. I actually know three of the most famous hang around niggas. And man, like that shit.
Hold up. I'm not a cool guy like that. What's a hang around nigga? I just need a definition of a hang around nigga.
We could boss over this. Can we boss another?
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
All right, so my homie.
And we're black. Yeah, like, I mean, I think that's a true skill of being able to be liked by people. You know what I mean? Like being able to show up in certain spaces and motherfuckers take a liking of you and treat you better than others. But it's not easy to do because motherfuckers be around motherfuckers all the time. And nigga be like, I just do not like that nigga. Nigga ain't saying one word. He in the building. Do not like that nigga.
Yeah.
Don't bring that nigga around. Yeah. What do you do? Don't bring that nigga around, bro. I do not fuck with that nigga.
Right. Or be the opposite. And niggas be like, hey, where's so-and-so?
Yep. Like, why you asking about that nigga?
Exactly.
Bro, he never, I told that nigga, if he talk, he can't be my plus one no more. You want the nigga to come back?
Right.
Hey, bro, I don't know what happened, bro, but such and such want you to come here.
Yeah,
wait, I got homeboys like that. Wait. It'd be niggas like that for real, brother.
Niggas can't wait. Time out. No disrespect, Juju. I apologize.
It's all good.
I'm not in this mix like that. So hearing what my man just said is wild to me. Hold on. You telling me niggas be having a plus one and a plus one's just they can't say shit?
You'd be surprised.
That's
good. Niggas be on power trips, bro.
You gotta understand too the certain
I can't, level. Yo, I can't talk. What the fuck is going on?
I had a homeboy in my life that's he's still cool as hell. I still fuck with him, you know what I mean? Just because I'm a real nigga. But I had a homeboy in my life that told me one day after like a little bit of a miscommunication, which never really happens between niggas, but once that shit happened, it'd be kind of blown out of proportion. Niggas was like, bruh, I'm sitting here trying to mentor you and you gonna talk to me like that? I'm like, bruh, mentor? This is what the problem
we
is.
We never
like,
even
I'm,
had no conversation about
you,
two mentors.
I'm looking at you as my brother. I thought you was my brother. Like, I'm playing with you like a brother. I'm confiding in you like a brother. So you thought I was, oh, hell nah, bro. So me and him ain't seen the same kind of been as cool since then. But yeah, bro, be niggas out here really on some sit there, be quiet tonight type shit.
Cause they don't want to, but Jerv, you got to understand too, you could potentially steal whatever whatever objective they had. You didn't even know. You coming in the spot and you just saying, you being you, nigga like, looking at Jason crazy like, nigga. Ain't nobody tell your ass to be the star of the show, nigga. You was just supposed to be here, nigga, because you asked me, could you come? Right. Man, niggas over here laughing at you more than me, nigga. Right. You know what I mean? I was trying to get close to the nigga, and that's how that shit went.
And a lot of them niggas don't grow up with the same kind of people skills or brothers and sisters around them, so they used to
have a good time.
Type of child vibes, you feel me? So they be a little bit, salute everybody like this, but they be a little bit more selfish with that, with what they've
accrued, which is their attention.
When potentially, if you share the room, y'all both grow.
You feel me?
Share the rooms, nigga. Share the rooms. All right.
And talk through arguments, man. Understand your brothers and sisters, man. If you want to see where your relationship stand with somebody, be a burden to them for a half a day and see how they react. If they still got your back, they love you, man. They blow up and call you all this other shit, your mentor and shit. Man, I don't know, bro.
Friendship 101. And with that note, that's the end of the show. Thank you to Jason Madison. Thank you to Juju Gotti. Thank you to Big Jerv. Amin is somewhere out here traveling the world. He'll be back with us next week. Thank you for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.